Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. Well, being the second half of the year, we've got quite a few activities underway at the moment, quite a few changes happening. So to talk to us about those things, we've got our president on the line, Greg Madsen. Greg, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Ricky.
Yeah, firstly, we've had a couple of announcements that have just been made in recent days, and you might want to talk to those, I guess, firstly about the nomination for presidency that we've just gone through, and also the David Blyth Award coming up.
Well, as people might know, that I'm going to stand down as president as of the end of the convention this year, so we need to go through a process of election for a new president, and we've done that. So on 10 July, we put out a nomination call for the new president. Those nominations closed on Friday, the 3rd of July. And as of the 3rd of July, we had one nomination from Emma Bennison, and that was a valid nomination. So Emma Bennison is now the president-elect and will take over as of the end of convention this year. So congratulations to Emma.
Yes, very much so. It'll be very interesting to see which direction Emma takes us in following the convention. And, of course, we do have convention coming up, and registrations are now open for that.
Yeah, registrations are now open for convention. It will be on the 10th and 11th of October to be held in Perth at the McHugh Hotel. So that there is various ways, if you're coming over, to register. You can, if you're able, you can go to the website and you'll find on there either a downloadable registration form or an online registration form. Both of those are accessible. You can ring the BCA office and ask them to run through the registration process with you, or ask for a registration form to be sent out to you. So there's plenty of options for you to be able to register.
Excellent. And, yes, I just mentioned briefly the David Blyth Award. So that award nominations will be open for that fairly shortly, I imagine. And, you know, it's a very significant award in terms of celebrating the achievements of people in our BCA community.
Yeah, that's right, Ricky. We're asking for nominations now for the David Blyth Award. And the David Blyth Award is presented by Blind Citizens Australia to a person who has done significant work around improving the quality of life for people who are blind or vision impaired. And nominations will close on the 31st of August. And if you would like a nomination form, you can contact the BCA office. Also, there'll probably be something up on the website in the next few weeks. Also, as part of that process, we also do present certificates of appreciation to people who have also done significant work to improve the quality of life for people who are blind or vision impaired within Australia. So those two awards will be presented at the dinner at the National Convention this year.
A couple of other things to cover as well. Just a reminder to people that New Horizons can be downloaded as a podcast, and this issue came up at the recent BCA Summit, a request for that to happen. Well, we've actually got that online already. Maybe if you could just go through the various ways that people can go about doing that.
Yeah, New Horizons has been available for about 6 months as a podcast. And the way that you can usually do that, people have different what they call podcatchers. And for those people who are into podcasting, they'll know about those. So basically, you would just use your podcatcher of choice, type in the search term, you know, Blind Citizens Australia, and one of the things that will come up will be New Horizons, and then you can subscribe to the podcast. So every week when we put it up on the website, it will give you a notice that it's available, and or will just be downloaded directly to your device that you're using, that you've got your podcatching subscription on. So that's a good way of doing it. And we're also looking into providing sound about in the same way.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic if that becomes available. Speaking of the summit where that issue came up, did you want to go through just briefly some of the recommendations that the board might be looking at, or some of the outcomes at the summit? It was a very successful weekend from my point of view, and we saw a lot of great activity and outcomes from that, I think.
Yeah, sure. And if people haven't already received it, they soon will receive a mail out from the office with a bit of a snapshot of the summit. But sort of in summary, we had a range of workshops. We had some people come in who were sort of in the disability field, blindness in specifically, to come in and speak to us about how better that BCA might be able to integrate with the services they provide, or how best blind citizens can work with these other agencies like Vision Australia, Australian Blindness Forum, the New Disability Alliance, People with Disabilities Australia, all those players that are sort of in the space at the moment. So we had representatives come in to speak to us about that. Then we had some workshops, and at the end we had a plenary session where at that session about, I think it was around 50 recommendations came out of that. Those recommendations are now gone to the board, and at the last board meeting we're prioritising those into three groups, A, B and C. The A's are things that we can start right away on. The B are sort of mid-term stuff that we can start doing some work around, and the C's are long-term strategies that we can use through BCA in operationalising those to improve, blind citizens.
Yeah, great. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, as we've just demonstrated, there's an awful lot going on at the moment, a lot of planning, a lot of events coming up, and changes taking place. And of course, the other thing that we should mention too, and we will interview her in coming weeks, is that we have a new executive officer coming on board.
Yes, Leah Van Poppel. The recruitment working group went through about 40 applications, shortlisted six of those. At the end of the process that we went through, Leah was a standout candidate. We offered the position to Leah, and luckily she has accepted the position. So Leah will start in the first week of August in the office, and really looking forward to working with Leah. Of course, Leah has worked for Blind Citizens Australia in the past as a policy officer a couple of years ago, has been out in the sector doing other roles, has improved her skills, and is now coming back to Blind Citizens Australia. So we're really, really lucky to be able to get Leah.
We sure are, and I'm so much looking forward to learning everything I can from Leah, given that she was once doing my job. So, that'll be fantastic to work with her. And, of course, we must thank and acknowledge publicly the fantastic work that Tony Yetzi has done as operations manager over the last few months. It's really been a pleasure to work with him in the office, I must say, but I really did want to make mention of the tremendous work that he's done.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tony has done fantastic work around member engagement. Is just one of the things, many things that as Tony done in the office has been fantastic. Tony will still be with us to the end of August, and he will be assisting Leah with the handover process. But absolutely fantastic work done by Tony. It's been a pleasure working with him while he's been there at the office, and I wish him all the best in wherever he goes on from here.
Yes, likewise, Greg, and been fantastic talking to you today. Of course, we've got the client teleconferences coming up next week, and although the slots are booked out for that at the moment, I just did want to let people know as well that they are going ahead. We hope to have them as an ongoing feature of our client engagement with BCA, so it'll be very interesting to see what comes out of those next week.
But yeah, another great uptake of expressions of interest to be participating in those teleconferences. I haven't got the numbers here in front of me, but I think it's well over 50, 60 people are engaged to get involved in those teleconferences, where a single issue will be discussed and nut out that particular issue. And again, that will feed back to the board and to the office in regard to a direction for Blind Citizens Australia to move into, to make sure that we're dealing with the issues that people find that we need to deal with.
That's right. I'll certainly be looking forward to facilitating those next week, and we will have more coming up in the future. All right, Greg, well, we're just about out of time, but thanks very much for joining me today and going through all of those various things that are happening, and we certainly wish you all the best in your future as you come to the end of your term as president of BCA, and yeah, we'll no doubt talk soon.
Yeah, I've certainly enjoyed being the president of BCA. Just at this stage in my life, I need to concentrate on employment opportunity. So I'm going off to do that, but I'll certainly still be on the board as previous past president for the next year, and really looking forward to working with Emma and everybody in the office.
Yes, that's right. Very exciting times ahead. All right, Greg, well, again, thanks for joining us today, and all the best, and thanks for joining us on New Horizons.
Thank you.
I was speaking with Greg Madsen there. Greg's our outgoing president, of course, and he will finish in October of this year. Well, given that we have a little bit of time left at the end of the program today, I thought that I would play you a recording that I made of Emma Bennison's nominating statement. I've actually narrated this myself because we sent a CD out to all BCA members announcing that Emma is the incoming president. But I'll just play you the salient parts of her nominating statement for this program now, just in case you did miss it. I'm writing to seek your support for election as President of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is experiencing many challenges which require focus and commitment from all of us. I believe I have the commitment, personal experience and professional skills to lead our organisation back to its rightful position as the national representative voice of blind and vision impaired Australians. So given the current state of the organisation, why would I nominate for the role at this time? It has not been an easy decision, as I have two young children, a demanding role as co-chief executive officer of Arts Access Australia, and I am a practicing artist. It is, however, due in part to the breadth of my personal experience that the role excites me. I am old enough to remember BCA at a time when it was characterised by a feisty and fearless passion to truly act as the united voice of people who are blind. Conversely, I am young enough to remember the transformative impact on me of observing and learning from experienced blind leaders and peers. For these reasons, I remain passionately committed to BCA's mission and absolutely convinced that there is still a crucial role for BCA beyond 2015.
That is the essence of Emma's nomination statement. And if you did, for any reason, miss out on receiving a copy of the presidential notice, you can contact the BCA office and we can send a copy out to you. Well, that's it for this week's edition of New Horizons. Please join me again next week as we continue to explore issues in depth that affect people who are blind or vision impaired.
Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social and Community Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251 Flinders Lane, Melbourne 3000. Our national office contact number is 03-9654-1400 or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au.